South Shore's Morning News continues. Great to have you here. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy. David Snell joins us from Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
And good morning to you, Rob.
Good morning. We've got another data breach to be aware of, and this one involving one of the big cell phone. Well, in addition, they do a whole bunch, right? This is AT&T.
They do a whole bunch. And the problem with this data breach is it is not happening right now. It happened 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So, but the thing about that is the cyber criminal who stole the data from AT&T, and by the way, AT&T still doesn't admit that they stole it from them.
Oh.
But whoever stole the data just released it on the dark web last week.
Boy, what were they really playing the long game, David? Do they usually hold on to data this long?
Yeah, in many cases they do, because what happens is, and we human beings do this all the time, we forget about things like this. So we don't worry too much about it until something like this comes back up and smacks us in the head.
Okay.
So what's happening, 73 million current and former being the operative word here, customers of AT&T, their data has been released. The data includes names, home addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, and dates of birth. Everything a cyber criminal wants.
Oh, boy. Wow. A treasure trove of data. So they got this. And as you said, this could be, since it's years ago, I imagine people nowadays sometimes switch their carriers around. I feel like more often than they used to get different deals. So even if you're listening today and you say, well, you know, I'm a T-Mobile person or Verizon, I don't have to worry about this. You might not if you maybe had an AT&T plan in the past, right?
That's right. If you've ever subscribed to AT&T prior to 2021, when this breach occurred, your data is now in the hands of cyber criminals and for sale on the dark web. So that means 65.4 million former account holders out of the 7.6 million current account holders that were actually affected by this. So if you were a former account holder of AT&T, there's some things that you really should consider doing immediately, because this is going around now very quickly. And we've seen it on the news. I'm sure you got it on the AP Wire too, Rob.
Yeah, I did see AT&T huge data breach, and kind of got that alert, I think, over the weekend. So,
yeah.
So what are those things that we should be thinking about or doing right away?
Well, the first thing everyone should do, if they've ever had an AT&T account with a password, if you don't have AT&T, it doesn't matter, but if you ever use that password elsewhere from the same password you use on AT&T, you need to change it. And many people back 3 years ago didn't think much about reusing passwords. They just made it easy for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they could have that password anywhere right now that's in use, and the hackers can kind of work towards finding you and getting into your accounts. The problem really is, though, they can assume your identity. They can take out loans in your name. They can open bank accounts, all sorts of things, because they have all that information about us.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. So we start with the passwords. So we start there and change those.
Change
whatever you have, because you may have use that same password, chances are, in some other sensitive accounts. So change that password for the AT&T. Okay, what else do we need to do?
And the final thing, we talk about this all the time, is there's so much personal information out there about us. Everyone should consider freezing their credit.
Okay.
Okay, it's a hassle, but I feel it's a necessary step. So once you've frozen your credit, no new accounts can be opened in your name.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. So, yeah, no new accounts, because that's the thing that's going to be happening if we don't freeze it and we're not paying attention.
Correct. Identity theft, cyber criminals, even filing your taxes for you and getting your refund before you even filed your own taxes.
It's very nice to file the taxes for me and take the refund. Okay.
Exactly. And then you need to think about anything that they could do with your data. So it's very simple to freeze your credit. There's, in the article we have on the web, there's three main credit bureaus. You got Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
Mm-hmm.
You can do all of this online in a matter of minutes, and it just freezes your credit. So No one can open an account for you. But the hassle about it is that you will not be able to open another account without unfreezing it. So, for instance, if you go to open up, someone offers you at the register a new account, and you try to open it, it's not going to be open to you because you have it frozen. But that's a good thing. Even though it's a little more of a hassle and one more step for you, this is the way. This is really the only way to protect yourself with this data breach.
All right, and this is a really large data breach, personal information, social security numbers. As you mentioned, it's now on the dark web. And so AT&T, I mean, this has been in the news, and you're saying they haven't really talked about it at all. It's a big story, and they haven't said much.
Well, they've talked about it, and they said that they didn't believe that the data came from their servers. But then Troy Hunt, who is the owner of Have I Been Pawned, we've talked about that website quite often, he got some of the data. He checked it with AT&T customers whose data was there, so they verified that it was, in many cases, the only password and username they use for AT&T, so they know that that's where it came from.
Okay. All right. So, but they haven't really gotten more into, at least on the AT&T side, saying, you know, how did this happen, or we fixed whatever it was. They still don't want to touch upon that.
Exactly. But what they did do as of yesterday is they mentioned that they notified on their website that they are going to be resetting the passwords of existing customers. That makes no difference to past customers. We had to take an action on this ourselves.
Okay. All right, AT&T, we take cybersecurity very seriously, and privacy is a fundamental commitment at AT&T. And how do you fill out your bracket? Okay, that's, I guess, what they're writing on their social media. Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, not much there, but as David mentioned, change the password first and start there, and keep an eye on the credit as well. And David, people can read the blog, as we've got, again, just another one. We've discussed these data breach to be aware of. David, where can people go to read more?
People should go to Act Smart IT, click on my blog link, and you get all the links to all the places you need to go and fix your stuff.
David Snell at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Act Smart IT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a good day, Rob.
You too. That's ActSmartIT.com.